The champion of the Sam's Club National Barbecue Tour will be named as the country's only continuous competitive barbecue tour concludes in Bentonville tomorrow. Members of the public are invited to join celebrity judges sanctioned by the Kansas City Barbecue Society to sample barbecue from 11 until 4 at the Sam's Club home office in Bentonville. Now in its third year, the Sam's Club National Barbecue Tour brings together barbecue enthusiasts in 25 local events, then 5 regional finals, culminating in the national championship with 50 of the nation's leading competitive barbecue teams. And the total prize purse for the series, $500,000. The Friends of the Fayetteville Public Library will hold their semi-annual used book sale October 26th from 9 until noon in the lower level of the library parking garage. That's a week from tomorrow. All hardbacks, 50 cents, paperbacks, just a quarter. A panel of mental health and community assistance providers from Northwest Arkansas will discuss the intersection of the mental health and the criminal justice systems in its implications for future mental health advocacy programs. The discussion is part of the 5th annual One Book, One Community project focusing on mental health issues. The panel will be 7 o'clock Tuesday night in St. Paul's Fellowship Hall in Fayetteville. It's free. It is open to the public. Panelists include Tom Patrizio, the CEO of Ozark Guidance, a mental health provider for children, adults, and families, Washington County Sheriff Tim Helder, as well as John Woodward, the CEO of Seven Hills Homeless Center, and Chris Arias, the director of Northwest Arkansas Medical Center, UAMS Psychiatric. By the way, the book chosen for this year's One Book, One Community in Fayetteville is Crazy, A Father's Search Through America's Mental Health Madness by Pete Early. The Bella Vista Village Property Owners Association is seeking volunteers to clean up a stretch of U.S. Highway 71 from Reardon Road to the Missouri border. Cleanup begins at 10 a.m. November 16th. Any new or existing volunteer who brings a friend to assist with the litter cleanup on the 16th will be entered for a chance to win 2 tickets to a game during the University of Arkansas men's basketball season. If you'd like more information or would like to volunteer, 855-5019. The Austin Lounge Lizards, the band that asks and answers such stimulating questions as how do you get too big to fail, coming back to Fayetteville Friday, November 1st. The Lounge Lizards are the perfect pairing of their Austin hometown's monikers, music capital of the world, and the city's motto, Keep Austin Weird. For more than 30 years, Austin Lounge Lizards have been spoofing the topics American families try to avoid at the Thanksgiving table. They'll be in Fayetteville at the 324 Ballroom Friday, November 1st, beginning at 8 p.m. Admission, $20. The Bentonville Public Library will host a pictorial history of Bentonville with local historical researcher Randy McCrory. This will be inside the Walmart Community Room Tuesday night beginning at 6. In the presentation, he'll be sharing many images of Bentonville from the 1890s to the 1930s. He was raised in Northwest Arkansas and has been collecting postcards and pictures of eastern Benton County since 2000. At this time, over 700 images related to Bentonville in his collection. And there are a few opportunities to see area college teams in action this weekend. Tonight, the Arkansas volleyball team hosts the number 2 team in the country, Florida. That's at 7 o'clock in Barnhill Arena on the U of A campus. They'll also be home Sunday afternoon at 1:30 to play Georgia. The John Brown University volleyball team is home tomorrow afternoon at 2 to face Oklahoma Baptist. Both JBU soccer teams are in Siloam Springs tomorrow to host Wayland Baptist. Women play at 11, the men at 1. And the final home matches of the year for the University of Ozark soccer teams are tomorrow in Clarksville. They'll face Mary Harden Baylor, the women at 12:30, the men at 3. And finally, the Arkansas soccer team on the road tonight, back home Sunday afternoon at 2 against Tennessee.